This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The Posties Union is worried about the welfare of members if they're forced to deliver same-sex marriage campaign material that goes against their beliefs. The union has written to Australia Post saying it is obliged to block mail that doesn't meet current community standards. The concerns are being raised as the No Camp prepares to send a mail out to every Australian household ahead of the postal vote. Greg Rayner from the Communications Union is on the line. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Greg, I was of the belief that the postie's job was just to deliver the mail as opposed to being too concerned about what's written on the letters inside.
It certainly is. And in terms of the postal ballot that's being undertaken, that's exactly what will be happening. They're inside an envelope. Nobody knows what's inside the envelope. It gets delivered as per normal. But there is a different class of mail called the unaddressed mail service, which people can lodge. Political parties do it. Supermarkets do it. Some people refer to it as junk mail. That can be lodged, that gets delivered by posties, and you know exactly what's in it. Now, we're not saying to posties, don't deliver it. All we're flagging with Australia Post is we want to have discussions with you that should it occur that one of our members has an abject objection to this material, that we put a workaround in place to make sure we get the stuff delivered, but also people aren't forced against their long-held beliefs.
Yeah, but Greg, aren't you encouraging people here to take a stand on something that really doesn't involve them that much? I mean, we ask people to deliver mail from A to B. It's the same as someone, a taxi driver or an Uber driver, picking someone up in the car. They may not agree with the beliefs of the person sitting in the passenger seat, but that's not their concern. Their job is to drop them from A to B.
No, we haven't put anything to the members about doing something. All we've done is written to Australia Post saying we want some clarity around what is going to happen with the unaddressed mail service while the plebiscite is going on, and try to be more proactive than reactive to any issues that might be identified.
Yeah, well, some might say that you're creating a problem before it's even there. Wouldn't you be better off just saying to your members, listen, just deliver the damn mail, that's your job?
And that's exactly what they'll do. Best delivery service in the world, and that's exactly what they'll do.
So we've sorted it out. They'll just deliver it.
They'll deliver it, but if they have concerns, then those concerns will be identified and workarounds will be put in place, is what we want to have with discussions with Australia Post. We've gone no further than ask for discussions.
Oh, I didn't think that posties read what was on the mail anyway.
They don't read. You've got to understand that there is the two classes of mail.
Yeah, I got that.
The normal letter. The unaddressed mail service, you can see exactly what it is. Now, when you lodge that unaddressed mail service, it goes through a central booking place, and if they may request a copy of it, and if it contravenes Australia Post standards, they can refuse to take it to accept for delivery. By the time it gets to the delivery point, it's been accepted as an acceptable community standard, and it will be delivered.
Okay. I don't think anyone holds the postie responsible for what arrives in the mail, but anyway, thanks for coming on the show, Greg.
No worries at all.
Greg Rayner from the Communications Union. I'm very perplexed about all of that. I mean, isn't the job of the postie just to deliver the mail? And does anyone hold the postie responsible for what arrives in the mail? If you get a nasty note in the mail, no one pulls the postie aside the next day to say, hey, how dare you drop that in my letterbox? We all understand they're just doing a job. And the union says, oh, no, there's not a problem at this stage. We're just putting a plan in place in case there is a problem. Fair dinkum. 131873, the open line number. We've got enough real issues out there that we don't need to create them.